hope that everybody is having a great Christmas. Yes?
Yes.
Awesome. And I say is having because the Christmas season has not ended. To ask past tense how your Christmas was makes no sense. We are still in the midst of it. So if you ask me how my Christmas was, I will say it is great. It is still going great. And it is. It's been an awesome Christmas. It is continuing to be an awesome Christmas. It was awesome on Monday and Tuesday, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day itself, to be here with all of you. A lot of you brought in family members and friends from around the country to be with us for masses on those days. It was great to meet all of your families. Please do not quiz me, though, on their names. It was very rapid fire, all these different people, all their names. There's no way I'm going to remember it all, but it was still a joy to have all of them here at St. Patrick's and over at St. Margaret Mary's as well. Now, for myself, after we got done with the masses on Christmas Day, I had the opportunity to travel back home and visit with family, having dinner with them, opening presents, singing songs, all the great stuff that comes with Christmas. Now, what was neat is in my family, a lot of my siblings have this week off because of Christmas. Either they're teachers or students or whatever. So we planned in advance, like every day of this week was going to be dedicated to some fun activity in our family. So on Wednesday, the day after Christmas Day, we decided to travel over to my sister's house and have a Harry Potter marathon. I kind of forgot how long those movies are. There's eight of them. There was no way we were going to get through all eight of these movies. So we only had the Blu-ray version of Harry Potter. My brother brought his Blu-ray player with him to my sister's house, but he forgot the remote control for the Blu-ray player. So thankfully it had autoplay as one of the features. So you'd put the disc in, but once it was in, there was no pausing or stopping or rewinding or fast-forwarding, so you were committed, you know? Like, as soon as you put that disc in, like, you were in. So you had to plan, like, your snack breaks and lunch and dinner and bathroom breaks around these movies. And you had to say to yourself, okay, we got another movie coming up. We got to get all this in before we go. So we got four of them in. We got half of them, which wasn't bad. You know, about 10 hours worth of Harry Potter. So I know a lot of the spells now, which is great. The next day then, on Thursday, me and a few of my brothers and a few of our friends got together to play the new video game that's out called Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. Of our kids in the audience, how many of you guys have played this already? Anybody? A few? Few hands. Okay, so you have no idea what I'm talking about. It's an awesome game, but it is also one of the most frustrating games I've ever played, especially playing with my youngest brother, Joseph, who was born with a controller in his hands. Like, he is just amazing at these games, and losing to your brother who's 14 years younger than you are is just aggravating. So after that day of playing this video game for hours on end, I was like, I gotta go to confession. Like, I was so angry, and I was just yelling, and there was a lot of shoulder punching involved and brotherly love in that way. And then Friday was a lot more low-key. I was just kind of hanging out with mom and dad, just kind of around the house, got to spend some time with them, which was great. All in all, it has just been an awesome week. Cannot stress that enough. But of all the things that took place this last week, the thing I enjoyed the most was seeing my niece and my nephew, both very, very young. Zachary is going to be 2 in March, and then Isabel is about 18 months old, a year and a half old. And it was just a very exciting Christmas with them. Last year, they were just infants, you know, and so you buy them gifts, you give it to them, and all they do is they just drool out the side of their mouth, you know, and throw up, you know, and so it just wasn't as fun last year with Christmas with them. But this year, it was amazing. You know, they're able to walk around, they're running, they're giggling, they're sort of talking at this point, you know, it's very exciting. So getting them gifts, they're playing with those. But what made it, what was the best part of it all is on Christmas Day, we were getting ready to have our Christmas dinner. And we always say grace, you know, before we eat together. And so we're getting ready to pray, and my brother-in-law took Zachary in his hands and helped him to do the sign of the cross. But all he did to start it off, he just took Zachary's hand and just like smacked it onto his forehead to kind of start the thing. And Zachary took it from there, which was very neat to see. So he began up here in the name of the Father and of the Son, which he did all on his own, no help in this point. And then he paused as if he had to think about it. And we were kind of all wondering, you know, does he know the recipe? Is he going to get this right? And he moved over in the Holy Spirit. So he didn't quite get the crossover, you know, he did the Holy Spirit. But he was really close, and it was very exciting to see this, you know. And we prayed together, and they're kind of being brought up. in our faith tradition. But I couldn't help but think, as I was looking at my niece and my nephew, I couldn't help but think, what are they going to be when they grow up? Here they are as infants, and they're being raised in our traditions and our faith in the Catholic Church. But in the modern age in which we live, that's just not a guarantee anymore. Now, I know my siblings are going to do a fine job raising them in the faith. They're going to take them to church. They're going to teach them the prayers of our faith. But it's just not a guarantee anymore. Now, I shouldn't have even had that thought. It was kind of a weird thought at that moment, but it's something that's been weighing on my mind, especially as I talk to a lot of our parents and grandparents here at the parishes. This is a common theme in our families nowadays, is talking about our kids or our grandkids that have fallen away from the faith, that for whatever reason they no longer believe in God, or if they do, it's a very distant relationship with God. Now, a lot of them, when I speak to them about this, there's a lot of guilt built into this. When they speak to me about it, they say, "Father, I should have done something different. I should have brought them to Mass more often. I should have taught them more prayers. I should have been more proactive in teaching them the faith." And so they blame themselves a lot of times for what has happened. I had one lady that came to me in confession a while back and was confessing this, you know, that her kids and her grandkids no longer came to church. And when she got to that point of her confession, she could hardly get the words out. She had to reach for the tissues because she was welling up with tears, thinking about the fact that her kids and grandkids did not share in her faith. They did not practice what we believe to be true. It was heartbreaking for her to even speak about it. Now, in that, I like to make it very clear that asking those questions, should I have done something differently? What could I have done that would have made this better? I don't think those are the right questions to ask. I don't think that actually helps in these scenarios when we ask about family members, because what it does is it then focuses on the past. It looks back in time and it says, what could I have done that would have prevented this or would have made this different? And the answer is, it's in the past. It doesn't matter. Whether you could have done something or not, it really at this time doesn't matter. That's the wrong question to ask because we can't do anything about it. The only question that we really can focus our attention on now is, what do we do here and now in the present time? How do we reach out to family members that have strayed? And maybe it's not immediate family. Maybe it's not our children or grandchildren. Maybe it's brothers or sisters. Maybe it's cousins. Whoever it is, we all have them. I have them. Thankfully, I believe on this feast day, the Feast of the Holy Family, we get the answer to those questions in Scripture today. And I have to say, it does a great job of paralleling itself. In the first reading today, we have the great story in the Old Testament of the birth of Samuel. Now, this birth was a miraculous one. Hannah, his mother, was barren. She tried and tried and tried to have a kid and couldn't. And finally, she went to the Lord and begged for it. She was so beside herself with grief, begging for this gift of a child, that the priest that saw her thought she was drunk in the temple when she was praying. That's how bad it was. But her prayers were answered. God came in and gave her this child, this blessed child of Samuel. And here's the amazing thing. In recognizing that gift, she didn't covet it for herself. She didn't try to raise him herself in the faith. She did what she thought was appropriate. She brought Samuel to the temple, brought him up to the very altar itself in the midst of those priests, and she left him there. She brought this babe, this innocent, defenseless babe, to the church and left him there, knowing that that was the best place for him. And then we have that parallel story in today's gospel in which a similar thing happens to our Lord Jesus Christ, that Joseph and Mary, following the traditions of the faith, brought Jesus with them to the temple, this time on accident, leaving him there to be with the priests, speaking and learning and asking questions, and accidentally leave him there. Therein lies our answer. For our family members and friends who have fallen away from the faith, the best thing we can do for them is to bring them here. I would recommend that in looking upon our family members and friends and praying for them, we imagine them back when they were an infant, back when they were an innocent babe, defenseless, helpless, completely dependent upon us and upon God, and imagining that infant, that babe, being brought here, laying them on the altar, and allowing them to stay here, leaving them here so that God can work his miracles, that he, who is way more powerful and way more influential than we will ever be, can work his magic. Because in doing that, following what Scripture gives us as an example, that is how we bring people back to the faith. This is how we allow God to work in their lives, rather than our own efforts. And this is true even for family members who haven't fallen away from the faith. For any of our children or grandchildren, any of our family members that we're worried about or concerned for, this is the way to take care of them. This is the safest place for them to be. In the very hand of God himself. Sadly, in the modern age, the family is under attack. It is a family that usually has wounds attached to it. This thing that was meant to bring us such great joy is oftentimes the thing that causes great pain in our lives. We see in the Holy Family this great example of a family filled with peace and harmony and joy in their lives. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph living together in harmony. And we see that and desire it for ourselves. We know that the family in the modern age is not the norm. The brokenness and the wounds that we see around us is not what God intended. But thankfully, he has given us a solution. And so as a conclusion to this homily, recognizing the state of the family around the world, I ask if we could then now pray for the family. Pray for the family wherever it may be, no matter their creed or nationality. Because on this day of the Holy Family, we recognize this great gift that God has given us. And we must reclaim it for God and his church. And so let us pray in Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for families here and around the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.